the city of Hamilton's recent budget proposal turned to social services as an area in which municipal dollars could be saved. Ideas such as a reduced public transit service would save money. It would be the less fortunate members of our community, however, who would suffer the most from such cuts. The city since changed its mind, opting to cut elsewhere.
I think the city is in a hard situation, frankly. Their budget is, they're in a very difficult budget constraints, mostly due to the downloading from the province and the federal government over the last 5 years. But that being said, they aren't making a commitment to, a long-term commitment to affordable housing. So they put $3 million in the next budget into housing. That's a great start. I think they're anticipating that to generate 700 units or something, 500 units, something like that. By their own estimates, they say we need 770 new rental housing units a year just to meet growth, population growth. That's not to deal with the people who aren't housed now. That's just to meet the people coming new into Hamilton. And so having a one-year commitment to making a few units, well, is a good start. In their 10-year plan, those other 9 years are empty for their commitment. And yet they're putting a lot of money into capital projects. So I guess the question is, what are our priorities? Are our priorities sports arenas and highways, or are they housing for people who are really can't maintain or afford housing?
Mm-hmm. And I guess the situation just gets worse the more they put into infrastructure, which brings more people, but the housing is not there.
Well, that's right. I know. I know that's the argument, that if you put the money into infrastructure, then you create growth, and growth creates a bigger tax base, and then you can... But I'm not sure where... Yeah, you're right, where will people live when they come here, when they move here?
Mm-hmm.
I guess there is some assumption that the people who come here will be able to afford housing. I think that might be an unsubstantiated assumption.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the situation of homelessness in Hamilton right now? Mm-hmm. I remember speaking with someone in the fall and they described it as a crisis.
I would say that it's actually worse than it has ever been right now, even though there has been a great deal of money and partnerships and people working very hard on homelessness in this community, and people have worked very hard. And we have had a great deal of federal money come in. The root causes of homelessness have not been addressed, and so the situation continues to get worse. And those are basically that our poverty rates are very high in Hamilton, and we don't have very much affordable housing. And until those two issues are addressed, no matter how much money you put into support services and into shelters, and into prevention programs and that sort of thing, until you actually deal with poverty and housing, then the crisis will continue. And it is a crisis right now. I mean, we have, 300-400 people using shelters. Food banks can't keep food on the shelves. Services are overrun. And even though they've expanded their capacity with this federal money, they still can't keep up with the demand.
The problem is in many ways systemic. Canada is the only G8 country without a national housing strategy.
Well, Canada is the only sort of Western country or G8 country, if you whatever term you want to use, that doesn't have a national housing policy. And we used to, but that was downloaded to the province many years ago. So nationally, as a country, we need to come up with a housing policy, and I think that includes, and now they have come out with a new program to build affordable housing in conjunction with or in partnership with the municipalities in Ontario. The province has not really been a real partner in that project, so that program hopefully will start to build housing soon. If the municipality comes up with their their side of the cash, then some units will be built. But that's only the first step. Like, they really need to, at a national level, have a housing policy, which includes really social housing, like not-for-profit housing, as well as affordable housing, as well as, a broad mix of housing for people who otherwise not be able to afford it. And there are lots of creative ways. I mean, it doesn't have to be the old models of social housing or the old models of rent subsidy or that sort of thing. And housing isn't something that you can throw money at it 1 month and the next month have it be solved, right? I mean, it is a long-term issue. We didn't get in this crisis in a month or a year or 2 years. We got in this crisis because government, upper levels of government, have pulled out of housing over the last decade and a half. So, I mean, it's taken that long to create a crisis. It'll take a long time to solve it, too, but you need to plan to get there. I mean, just throwing a program here and throwing a program there without a long-term planning piece isn't going to solve it.